Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, BTN News listeners, and it's time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 17th of July, 2020. Well, Gmail's starting to look a little like Slack. Actually, scratch that. It's kind of looking a little bit like Slack and Microsoft. That's because Gmail is starting to integrate Google Chat, Google Rooms, and Meet. Now, currently, it's available as an early access preview, and apparently to G Suite customers this week, and eventually will roll out to all customers later this year. If you're just onto the good old consumer version, however, though, of Gmail, don't look for any changes anytime soon. Google is actually saying they're trying to think about how and when to bring this experience to consumers who actually might want it. Here, I'll translate that for you. Pay up or it stays the same. Staying with Google News, Google Play Pass finally is going to be expanding outside the U.S. For those of you unfamiliar, that's Google's subscription service, giving you access to hundreds of Android games and apps with no ads. Sound familiar? Yeah, they stole it from Apple. Well, it's finally rolling out to 9 new countries. And it's taken a little while, too, as the service has actually been only available in the U.S. since it launched way back in September of last year. But for Android users living in Australia, Canada, hey, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, New Zealand, Spain, and yes, the UK, you'll be able to finally have this experience too. Now, we don't really know pricing quite yet. We can only give you the US numbers currently, which is $4.99 per month in the US or $29.99 annually. Google said they'll be announcing all the pricing for the various territories very soon. And finally, hey users that use Microsoft Outlook, you kind of see where I'm going here? Yeah, it keeps crashing on you, doesn't it? Yeah, good old Microsoft Outlook email for Windows. You launch it and it dies. At least that's what a lot of Office 365 business users have been reporting. You literally can't even get to the first email and that sucker's gone. Now, those of you who've been tearing your hair out all week wondering, is Microsoft going to be doing anything about this? Apparently, at least eventually. Microsoft says we're investigating whether a recently deployed update could be the source of the issue. Could be, Microsoft. Microsoft went on to say that their teams are currently working on the issue, at least trying to roll you back to a previous version of Outlook so you can avoid all the stress. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Check TSO Host out as well at tsohost.com. We're still on Facebook, too. Give us a like there at British Tech Network. So far, we haven't been hacked yet on Twitter at British Tech. But you gotta come by our Slack room with our BTN community. That is where all the fun is happening. And you're missing out if you're not there. So join us today at britishtech.slack.com. It is, yes, Friday. That means the weekend is upon us. The news show, however, though, will be back on Monday, getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a great Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.